It's wild cards. And suddenly I am here. With me, I've got Fuad, the big clapper. I've got Mike Kearney. I've got Josh Sexton. And we're joined by an artiste today. Among us mere mortals, we've got Abby Rudkin, who you may recognise from her amazing Liverpool artwork. You've probably seen her stuff on Twitter. So we're going to be talking about the football. We can talk about painting and that as well, though. I'm sure we can shoehorn it.
Play your wild card.
We can talk about paints and that. I don't know. I've got nothing to offer you. Absolutely nothing to offer you. But yeah, it's a wild card that comes to you in the midst of a barren wasteland of Premier League football. We have nothing to look forward to in that regard, but we are looking forward to European games. Well, looking forward might be an interesting way to describe it. We'll get into that. But Liverpool FC is your first category, and you've been voting away on what we're going to talk about, and your options were group stage predictions, Thiago or Andy Robertson, and everyone wanted to talk about Thiago, so that's what we're going to do. Just to explain the concept briefly, if you've not listened to the show before, you vote for what you want us to talk about. However, everyone in this room has a wild card that they can play, so if they don't want to talk about what democracy has chosen, they can choose that. They get one wild card, and I'd say maybe don't waste it so early on. There's some questionable choices later. But Thiago, Fuad, let's start with what Jurgen said after the Napoli game, and that he wants us to reinvent ourselves after that 4-1 defeat. Do you think that Thiago being back gives us the scope to reinvent the midfield, and how?
100%. I think just having a bit of consistency, I think that's the thing that's been missing recently, just not being able to have, you know, at least two out of the three that you can just call upon consistently. And I think we can go back to, you know, it's not just him, it's building that partnership with him and Fabinho, I think, and that was what really was successful and helped us a couple of seasons ago when we did have a bit of a struggle in terms of results and also performances. I think that mix of experience and both their sort of skill sets is the way forward now, just because, you know, they're both, I mean, Thiago's done it all, Fabinho's done it all as well himself, and I think they complement each other in a different way. They bring a bit of calm to the people behind them, to either side of them, and that's what's needed now, I think, a little bit. I think, you know, Liverpool haven't been good at putting out fires, and they haven't been good at bailing each other out because they're so worried about themselves individually. I think Thiago just gives everyone a little bit more of a reassurance. He's like a nice little blanket there to comfort everyone. So yeah, I think he's key to us reinventing ourselves, but also key, you know, almost for us going back to basics a bit to what this side was built on initially. So I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I'm looking forward to seeing him, you know, pass that ball all over the pitch and hit that ball so cleanly as he does, because, you know, it has been missing a little bit, and that control will be nice to see again.